Now, secondly, the second aspect of this negative perfect emotion, avyapada, or non-hate. Vyapada is literally doing harm, therefore hatred. Hatred, as we all know, is very strongly connected, very closely connected with craving. And very often we find that hatred, or antagonism in any of its numerous forms, is at bottom frustrated craving. We see this very, very clearly in the case of children. If you don't give them something that they want very much, they'll just fly into a rage, into a sort of tantrum. Well, adults don't usually do this. Their reactions are not usually so simple and uncomplicated. Their cravings, of course, in any case, are much more complex. They don't crave just for material things, but there's a craving for success, craving for recognition, craving for praise, and a craving for affection. And when these things are denied, especially when they have been denied for a long time, then a mood of frustration sets in and settles in. And this produces, in the case of many people, a deep bitterness, fault-finding, indulgence in constant criticism of other people, all sorts of negative activities, such as nagging, and so on. But with the decrease of craving, with the loosening of our grip, as it were, on many material things, hatred also decreases, because the possibility of frustration becomes less and less and less. So another question we should ask ourselves is, since I became a Buddhist, or since I started taking a real interest in Buddhism, have I at least become a little better tempered? It's sometimes quite remarkable what changes, what miracles can be worked. I remember not so long ago, some months ago, I noticed one gentleman was coming along to our meditation classes with absolute regularity. And one day I commented upon this, and I said, "It is so nice to see you every week, you come along so regularly, you never miss." He said, "No, my wife won't let me." I said, "Well, how is that?" She said, "Since I started meditating," well, she says, "my temper has become so much better, she just doesn't let me miss." So I was very pleased to hear this, and not surprised, but certainly pleased that meditation could work in such a short time and such wonders. So this is the sort of question, as I say, we should ask ourselves, whether in the office or at home or with our friends, that we've become better tempered. And certainly within the Buddhist circle itself. If the Buddhist circle itself becomes an arena of little misunderstandings and little tiffs and things like that, then it means that some people at least are not putting their Buddhism really into practice, don't have perfect vision, don't have perfect emotion.